This ain't no joke, this ain't no game. This that CSC game. They said pull up, so I came. You better put some respect on their name. Yeah, 55, what's goody? Kill the vibe, how could he? Big card on the hoodie. Let me break it down for you fully. This ain't your average broadcast. This ain't just no podcast. The mother show spread fake news. We just call them broadcast. West, Joey, Sam, Sean, Dalton, and you know that boy Higgy. He said he don't want no small fries. Tell them they better make them biggie. Yeah, you already know what we be on. We got the crown, we hold the throne. We throw the mails and you take them home. When they ring the bells, you know that it's home. The bar is set, we setting the tone. If we set it, then set it in stone. Now sit in the seat and set up your phone. You in the Cardinal Sports Zone.
And there you are, the long promised and long awaited intro from our guy B Sims.
All right.
Y'all liked it?
Love
it. I'm pumped.
Biggie Fries over here. Everybody excited about it. I know I'm excited about it. The intro, the new season. This is season 3.
I made it, Mom.
Episode 1. For some reason, it sounded like he was talking in like one of those, you know, witness protection program microphones. It didn't sound like that live, so we may have
first
had,
name, last name.
We could have had an issue there, and we'll figure it out if we did. But welcome to season 3 of the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast. We're coming to you live from the Fitness Market Studios. As B Sim said, this is the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Wauman, here with, for the, you know, we invited everybody for episode 1. We got the Virgo. What astrological sign are you?
I'm actually a Cancer.
Yes, you are. It's Sean Barber. We got our guy over here. He's masked up like the Lone Ranger. It's Sam Bazin.
What up?
Joey, I feel like I need
the comedic... The entertainer of the year.
Yeah, the 2020 entertainer of the year in Maryland. Joe Wauman.
Not Maryland. You know, I keep getting NXT ticket requests now, like email after email. Yeah. Come on back.
No, me
like,
and Steve did too. Like, they're not trying to get
like,
you.
I'm good. Like, I don't want to go. What's up?
Yeah, they're not inviting you to wrestle there.
I wasn't saying that.
The 2020 rookie of the year. Wait, 2020? No, 2021. Rookie of the year. The 8-star, the purple chipper, I'm just being ridiculous, Dalton Pence.
How many stars am I going to end up going up to?
I don't know. That's probably about it. I don't think you get any higher than that. And Hickey.
What's up, everybody?
What's up, buddy?
I missed you all.
Did you?
Yes. That feeling's one-sided.
Well,
I see Sam all the time at softball, but I don't see you guys. So.
Did you interrupt me?
Can we talk about how bad that softball team is?
Actually, is not.
He said y'all were 1-4.
Yeah, well.
That's pretty bad.
Hold on.
Now he sounds like a Cleveland Browns head coach
No.
0.250 is not.
We've got talent.
Bro.
Right, hold on. The win percentage isn't bad. We played some really, really good teams. The team is not bad. We just have one flaw.
Higgy.
Don't talk about Higgy like that in front of him.
Because he don't listen, all right?
Dude.
I don't.
You already know that. We know that.
So he's heading for home, even though you're like, no.
No, bro. You got to get on base to head for home.
Higgy, swing the bat.
In the league, I'm like, bro.
He plays catcher, right?
No. If you walk a guy,
that's Sean.
He goes to second base, and the girl behind him have the chance to either go to first or hit.
Right.
So I tell Higgy, whoa, don't swing.
Sam,
just let him walk
you. Sam, you're being too – break it down for Sean to understand.
He got
girls.
Okay.
So I tell him, don't swing. Higgy goes up there. I got you.
Big daddy cut.
Swing. I was like, Higgy, no. He said, I got it. Swinging. I was like, and we end up losing. It was like, we just needed.
It's always my fault.
He just blamed all 4 losses on you. How do you feel about
not
that,
Higgy? Not all 4.
I just feel.
Unbelievable.
Okay.
I was going to say shit a kiss at this point.
I would just hand it in and put it in shit a kiss and hand it to
him. Never will that get old.
It won't. I'm glad we had that for the season 3 debut, premiere today, whatever you want to say. But we're so happy, I think, as a whole, to be back to have sports on the horizon. We can have fun and entertain you all night, and that's what we're going to do. But. Let's jump into what we've had. How long has it been, Sean, since we've had a podcast? About a month?
About a month, yeah.
About a month. whole bunch of stuff has happened. We're not going to bore you with catching you up on a lot of it. We will catch you up on some of it. But this last week's been really, really cool. We had open practice this past week. Sam attended that. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Dalton and TJ took care of media day yesterday in football. And we got a lot of good content out of that. Dalton even took credit for one of my questions. Appreciate that. But no, we had a lot of good stuff happen here in the city. So let's get right to it. Football media day was held yesterday evening, I guess you call it. Again, appreciate Dalton and TJ going and covering that and absolutely hitting it with a stick until it wouldn't move anymore. That's what I've heard from people up there.
What does that mean?
You killed it. I just didn't want to say.
That's fine.
Sorry, looking at the CSE Titantron 2000 back here, it said something about Higgy's top snacks. 5 cakes, 4 cookies, 3 pies, 2 sampler platters, and 1 all of them.
Higgy never saw a snack he didn't like.
Seriously, Sean needs some companionship. Great that was.
It actually says Sean needs some poop. Y'all, somebody was supposed to like, stop me.
Companion, yes. We haven't had that up and running in a while, so I turned that on today. So that's how easy it is to turn a box on, Sean. You just plug it in.
Just gotta hit the switch. Gotta get handsy with it, bro.
But anyway, media day was yesterday. Dalton, can you kind of give us your 5 or 6 of your takeaways from media day?
Yeah, I think one thing that we addressed, you know, pre-podcast was just the amount of depth that we're not only seeing at one certain position, but honestly all across the board. That's something that is a first under the Satterfield regime, and probably, you know, depth is up there with, you know, Coach Strong. Like, you know, I don't think that we saw a ton of depth in the Bobby 2.0 days. There is a lot of growing belief in the secondary. The secondary has surprised a lot of people. Brian Brown is ecstatic about it. Offensive line is, as Jack Bicknell called it, the best line that he has coached, which is a high praise. You know, just all across the board, Malik has seemingly gone back to his 2019 form, according to the coaches. Obviously, we'll have to see what transpires on the field.
Does that mean throwing it to his team only?
Possibly, yes. Okay. Can't confirm. But I think the number one thing that I took away from it was from the running back committee, and that's the fact that they are going to do just that, treat it as a by-committee approach, which shouldn't surprise anyone. Jalen Mitchell is by far the guy right now, but don't be surprised if they use 3 to 4 more guys. Darrell Sims and Satterfield both confirmed that they're going to use as many running backs they need to win a ball game. So you could definitely see 3, 4, even 5 guys in a single game based upon set packages.
And like you said, Coach Durrell, he touched on that during the interview, or press conference, I believe it was on Wednesday.
Yep.
Talking about how he was going to go by committee. If you want to re-listen to any of the press conferences from this past week, go to the website. They are under the recent articles, or just search for them, scroll down the page, whatever's easier for you. But we've got a lot of great press conference information on the website where you can catch up on that. And we're about to post here, maybe some of them even during the show or shortly after the show. Dalton did a bunch of one-on-one interviews at Media Day yesterday that were fantastic. Again, I know it sounds like I'm patting this kid on the back, but I'm hoping I leave a mark. I hope I've left a mark because he did so well yesterday. But we've got a lot of still Media Day content to come out. We've got Sean, I think, is going to post sometime this evening a compilation Media Day post from TJ. TJ also had a photo gallery. Did we already put the photo gallery out?
The photo gallery is already out.
It is already out?
Somebody must have put it out.
The photo gallery is already out because I was able to put some in some stories. So okay. I was able to be given the option to.
Okay. All right. So, well, the point being, we got a lot of Media Day content still coming out today. We put some out last night. Gonna put some out before the morning. But Dalton, go ahead. Did you have any other takeaways, big things from yesterday? How was your experience? Let's go into that. How was, because that's something. Higgy's been a part of media day. Sean's been a part of media day. I've done multiple media days. Sam, you've not had the opportunity to do media day yet, have you? This was going to be his year, but there something come up and he wasn't able to do it. But you told me the other day, you're like, this is a whole lot. This, you didn't use the word overwhelming, but that's how I was overwhelmed my first media day. And you're like, what do I need to do? I was like, just sit back and watch. There's a lot of veterans there that will be able to show you what to and what not to do. So how was your experience yesterday?
I mean, it was pretty solid. You know, I'm a firm believer in never get too high, never get too low. So I wouldn't really say I was truly overwhelmed. I knew that there was a big responsibility, but it is what it is. It was good to be able to meet some faces that I, you know, followed for years. Good to meet with some of the players and some of the coaches, and just overall, you know, just a good experience of being in the room. I think it finally set in that the season's very, very close, and that kind of just you know, changed the mindset and made me realize that we are not far away from the season whatsoever.
Absolutely, and it still was not a full media day experience. They had people sequestered off. They weren't letting but X amount of players in the room at the same time. So when next year rolls around, it's probably going to be this group of people that goes to media day with Jeff. Jeff's old. He likes to go too. So we'll take him with us. But it's one of my favorite days. It really is. And basketball media day is just it's not as fun, but it's just as fun. And I believe that Ben and Sam will be covering basketball media day this year. So it'll be a fun experience. From them. Sean, did you hear anything that maybe Dalton didn't touch on there that you heard, not necessarily from other places, but maybe from some of the videos that you watched from Media Day yesterday?
I did hear something. I can't remember where I heard it exactly, but I heard it.
Thanks for giving the credit, at least.
I did hear that apparently there might be some uniforms, special uniforms.
You heard that from me
Jeremy,
before the show.
Before the show.
Douche okay, canoe.
Sorry.
You took mine.
They didn't mention uniforms at all yesterday, so.
Thanks a lot,
this
Sean.
This man is capping.
He took mine. I was going to say, you know, I heard about the Color Rush uniforms.
I didn't say
he
what.
Said he
I just heard,
did,
I
he
said
had
something
the
about
audacity
the uniforms.
To say, I don't know who I heard it from.
Man, that's almost as bad as somebody taking credit for my question I came up with yesterday.
Wow. Higgy, why would you ever do anything like
Look,
that?
And welcome to the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast that I, Joe Wauman, created.
Okay, yeah.
Just wanted to get it on the take credit thing.
That's fair. My favorite, my most memorable, not favorite because it traumatized me. The night before media day, this was what year, Higgy? 2001.
This is 17. 2000. This is right after Lamar won the Heisman.
Okay, so the season right after that. Me and Steve Rummage, we were running track up at Bullet Central. As we both lived in Shepherdsville at the time. We both went up there and ran every night. And I get this, and I had just really, I hadn't just met Higgy, but I just started talking to him on a friendship level. He was working at Best Buy. He was just a worker up to that point. Joined the website, become part of the family. But I get this Snapchat video call. Never had one of those before. Hadn't had one since. It was like, Higgy would like to talk to you. I'm like, all right, I can take a little water break. So I'm taking a water break, and I answer the call. And do y'all remember the end of Dodgeball where Ben Stiller is like doing the milkshake dance with shirtless?
That was me.
Well, that's what happened to me. I said, he said,
not proud.
Hey, man, I'm excited about media day tomorrow. And I was like, well, please keep the video camera up. I don't want to see how excited you are.
Was he sitting on his couch like Pizza the Hut?
No, he was standing up. And I was afraid he was going to like pan down to something. I didn't want to see. I was like, Higgy,
were you clothed?
He didn't have on a shirt. Right?
I didn't have a shirt on, but
I didn't know he. Yes. I knew, he could have been completely naked. So
that's what I was naked.
So
like, dude, what the?
So the next day,
I was excited.
So I say that to say this because this was my favorite media day moment. So me, Jeff, Katie, and Higgy were in the elevator riding up to go to media day. And as serious as I can, I said, I appreciate y'all coming out to Media Day, and I want this to be a very good experience for you, but I have to address something. I talked to Katie the night before, too. I said, I need to address something that was set, that was done last night that I deemed to be very, very inappropriate. And I look right at Katie. I said, I face. Do not appreciate shirtless Snapchat videos, Higgy. And she was like, oh, my God. Oh, okay. And it was like we all laughed about it. And I was like, no, it's not funny, Higgy. If you ever do that again, you're fired.
She
and
was
I'm going
like
to kick your butt.
She was getting all scared,
like,
did I send that?
Yeah,
did
I actually, like, she did it last night, and it went to the wrong person.
I didn't drink that much last night, did I?
Oh, no, yeah, I was going to say, my favorite moment of that memory, of the media day, per se, was Lamar telling me about the sniper story of how they were going to be the snipers, the quarterbacks were going to be.
Yeah, it's crazy, especially since I was the one to ask him that question, and he answered me. It's even on video. Why does everybody try to take my shine?
I would that, replay that,
was
that actually, video.
I literally have video
that
of
was
me
actually
asking.
Me there.
Oh, it was you?
Yeah. No. I was
Dalton,
19
you were still
years
you weren't
old
even born.
Sean was in,
you're right, Joe.
Dalton was in somebody's womb at the point. Yeah. I mean, he wasn't even
born 2017.
I mean, my favorite media thing was
sure.
video and Charlie Strong saying he was coming back. He wasn't going to go to Tennessee, but that's the only one I've been a part of. So.
That's true. You did work the camera for Charlie Strong's. What's
I was
it
there,
called?
I was there.
When they come extraction speech.
And then the one year later.
Like, I'm never going to leave. Next day it was like, I'm leaving.
Hook 'em horns.
Sean.
Un-effing believable.
Don't do that ever again. But no, Media Day is supposed to be a good time. If you can go back, great segue, you can go to our YouTube page. You can check out that year's Media Day when we interviewed Jair and he started talking crap about Jalen and the wide receivers. So then me being the you know, I'm very, very unbiased, and I try not to start a lot of stuff. So then I asked Jalen about Jair's comments. I was like, Jair said that, you know, they're the tax boys, and they're here to collect. And he's like, well, they don't collect on us. There's no rapid refunds going on over here. And I was like, hey, Jair, he said no rapid refunds. You know, I was just starting a bunch of stuff. And then I went to Lamar and asked him. Like, I had the last question of the whole day. I was like, hey, Lamar, your breadwinners say they dominate practice. I said, the tax boys say they dominate practice. Who do you got one-on-one them? He's like, shoot, I got us. We're the snipers, and we're throwing darts. So as long as we win, I don't care who else. And it was just a fun atmosphere.
Good question, Higgy. That was really nice.
But,
and that was the 7-star Dalton Pence.
Yeah, he just lost a star.
I'm playing against bad competition.
During the show, you got that, that me, the M-A-A, The Mac, sorry. I had a spelling brain fart there. You got that Mac competition going on over there. But let's go from talking about the media day to actual football conditions and stuff like that. Sam, you were able, it was 175 degrees outside, but you were able to attend the open practice that we had last week. Tell us a little bit about the open practice, kind of like who you saw that was out there. I know Eric Wood attended
Luke Hancock.
Just tell us about who you saw out there, and then let us know about as far as because you caught a lot of there's something. And I'll tell the story real quick before I have you answer that. I'm sitting there talking to Steve after media day, and I asked him. I was like, "So how did everything go?" And he's telling me all this stuff. He's like, "And I'll tell you something that I have not seen anybody touch on yet." Is his name Shai?
Shea Wertz
was taking quarterback snaps. And I told him, I said, if anybody would have caught that, I said, I will bet you $100 that when I review Sam's post after he gets done, I bet you that's in there. And then about that time, Sam sent me a text saying, hey, my write-up's done. Can you look it over? Sure enough, right in the comments. Like, so Sam catches a lot of stuff that people don't. So I really look forward to him. Him and Steve both do that. So I'm looking forward to – I was looking forward to hearing both of their breakdowns, and they were almost exactly the same. So, Sam, I'll shut up now and let you – I just wanted to give you your props for a second.
I appreciate that.
So what did you see out there?
Well, one of the first things I saw on offense were Malik becoming more of a leader or establishing himself more of a leader if sure. he didn't do it last year. You see, he was talking to some of the quarterbacks in between reps. He was even saying a few things to some of the wide receivers in between reps. So did Justin Marshall. You saw him a few times putting guys in the right spot when it was time to do drills and things like that. So I was really impressed with his leadership role. Malik looked okay, better than okay, throwing the ball. One quarterback that I was impressed with was Tyler Jensen. I think he's a freshman. Higgy, is he a freshman?
He is a freshman.
Okay. Man, that kid can throw. I think really? He's about 6'5", 6'6". Probably one of the best. One of the... okay.
What?
One of the best deep ball throwers.
That would have been the perfect time to just go ahead and say whatever, because I think I dozed off for a second.
Well, I wasn't sure.
Then everybody started laughing. I'm like, what'd I say?
No. But,
that was a very good joke you told, Joey.
So that on offense, that was outside
he can go deep.
The offensive line. The offensive line, both first and second team, are really, really good. Also, I paid a lot of attention to the defense. Because, I mean, I felt like we could have done a lot better on defense last year. Our defensive backs are really good. Clark and Chandler Jones are studs. You see, Jones was in – he was in position more times than I've ever seen him before in the last previous years when it comes to breaking on routes or being there to either get a pass breakup or even – he dropped the interception, but it was a contested throw, so – I really, really like the DBs, and I think one of the defensive backs is going to surprise a lot of people, Greedy Vance. Like, he is talented, mm-hmm. but I don't think people have no idea how good he is, especially in bump man coverage. Really, really good. So I'm excited to see how good this defense gets in, I think, with the third year under Coach Brown. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I will agree with you there. I've been – So I'm a friends with a couple of the guys that coach the defense, and they have been telling me all. I didn't know whether it was coach speak or if it was just real talk. And from hearing from the people that I heard from that had watched the open practice, it sounds like it's the real deal. They're expecting both the offense and defensive line to be deeper than they've ever been. Like Dalton said, kind of like Charlie. That was the thing about Charlie Strong's defense. It was really good, but a lot of people didn't realize there was a lot of moving pieces there. And it wasn't just, the same guys in all the time, but they're really excited about the depth. They do believe, I believe they've got a top, when it's all said and done, their defense total D will be in the top 15 to 20. I really do believe that. I'm very, very excited for football. We're just a couple of weeks away. Next week, just real quick, next Sunday, we will talk a little bit about – we'll give individual player predictions, like who's our breakout stars, what everybody's going to do. Today, here in a little bit, we're going to do season predict. Well, where do I have that? I guess we'll do that – I deleted it. We'll do that here in a second, the season predictions. But next week, we'll do individual predictions, and the week after that, we'll break down the Ole Miss game. So we've got a couple of weeks of jam-packed football breakdown. We're going to – count our seconds to get closer as we get closer to basketball season, because I think everybody's excited about that. Do you think, Sean? I'm gonna let you make the call on this. Do we do our season predictions now, or do you want to wait till next week when we do the individual predictions? Because we still have a lot of show to get to, and
we could do it next week.
Okay, let's do it.
Make
it
all
week.
Football. Type
okay.
Thing.
Well, since you made such a good call, I will leave out this part about Sean's car looking like he rolled up in a 2021. Chevy chastity belt. So we'll leave that one off. I'll edit that out later. But let's switch positions a little bit and go to basketball. Giggity. It was announced this week, which I think was an amazing announcement. It's something, and you all can vouch for, we've known at CSC for several weeks. But it was announced this week. When I say we at CSC, I mean everybody but Higgy, because the rest of us can keep secrets. But Louisville Live will be held at Churchill Downs. They're going to have their Downs After Dark. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
It's going to be branded Louisville Live, horse racing and hoops. They're going to set the court up in the
gate one, the, like the kind
pavilion
of
area,
yeah,
plaza.
Plaza.
That's
yeah.
what in the plaza area. I did not get tickets to this because, to be honest with you, I would love to go, but I'm still real iffy about being around a bunch of people right now. And again, that's my prerogative. It is what it is. If you want to be around them, I'm not going to hate on you or say nothing against you. If you don't want to be around them, I'll support you too. I'm not one of these one-sided people that if you don't agree with me, then you're the devil and you probably supported Trump. I'm not going to say any of that stuff. But that's what it's going to be. I think that's going to be an amazing venue. I think that's going to be one that probably sticks. The finalists that we heard, other than this, there was only one other finalist, and that was Freedom Hall, but it was indoors. So that was finally what, when it came down to it, that was an indoor venue. This was an outdoor venue.
2 years ago when we went down, when Sam Williamson and them was coming in, is that when we went downtown that I went with you?
You went with us.
We actually suggested that we talked about that. Like they need that. They need to have
switch
this.
The venue. No, that was in 2020. That was last because I almost passed out. It was so hot.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
No, it was 2019.
It wasn't COVID year. So
they didn't have Live Alive 2020.
That's correct. They didn't have.
They didn't have it last year.
Okay, so the last one. Right. Thanks, Iggy.
Right. No, I was just saying we suggested Churchill Downs.
Yeah.
So.
That's true. You know what I'd like?
That's what I did. That was my favorite part about Media Day.
Thank you, Joey. But
I'm going back to sleep.
I think they could probably, we could do a basketball or a football game per year in Churchill Downs, and it would be a big draw. I'm not really sure how legit, you know, how much you'd have to tear up to build a basketball court or put a football field out there, but it's big enough for both.
why don't they do a basketball game at the football stadium, too?
No.
How would you do that?
No, no.
No, you just set it up in the middle of the – they do those. I've seen basketball
like
games.
Basketball game in the middle of stage. Football.
I mean, they do it at Lucas Oil all the time, but I would –
Michigan State plays in one at Ford Field almost every year.
It's just, I would much rather you do a non-conference basketball game at Churchill Downs than you do it in Papa John's.
Sorry. You got to remember.
Sorry,
I think
Cardinal
it's more
Stadium.
Iconic to have it at Churchill Downs,
I do too.
One problem you're going to have is weather. Because
yeah,
weather is going
true.
To be cold, snowy, rain.
Well, yeah,
you
know,
that's why I say
non-conference. Outside, I mean,
yeah, that's what I say.
Let's just do it at Sparta then.
I mean, let's just do it. I mean, if that's the case, let's shoot Puzzles Fun Dome or something. I mean, if we're worried about the weather.
I mean, we played Temple in the NIT the 1 year in Freedom Hall where it was like playing.
Well,
yeah,
that's
weather.
When we
They're
had that AHL
everywhere.
Hockey.
Go back
oh,
to
yeah,
let's do a non-conference game at the Louisville Gardens or something.
River Frogs, right? Is it
yes,
the River Frogs?
Yeah, it was the River. No, it was the Ice Hawks.
Ice Hawks. Yeah. Okay.
The Expo Center.
Or the Panthers.
We could do it at Broadbent Arena. I'm just kidding. But, no.
Shawnee Park. Why not?
Marcus and Steve talked about this the other day on the show, too, about, like, legendary venue because of the Field of Dreams baseball game. Which I thought was a really, really cool concept.
I did too.
And I'm glad that they're going to keep that going. I'd like to see somebody suggest, and it was one of the players. One of the players suggested that they should recreate the Sandlot playing field
yeah.
and play a game.
Only if you get the dog.
Only if you get the dog out there.
And this is for you, Sean, and the Erector set.
But they've been doing cool things. Like in hockey, they'll do hockey games at baseball stadiums.
Mm-hmm.
They do they've done basketball games on fleet ships out in the ocean.
Right.
The football, you know, the college football games, they've done a couple, I think, at Wrigley or Soldier or Wrigley one. No, they didn't want it at Wrigley.
Wrigley, yeah, it was Wrigley.
So cool stuff like that's happening. I'm glad that we're doing something like that at Louisville Live. Among the people you will see there, I wrote all these names down. And at first I thought, oh, no, that can't be right because that's almost half the that's more than half the team, but it's correct. Over the summer, thanks Iggy. Over the summer and this past, you know, 3 or 4 months, we have got a ton of additions to the basketball team. We got Matt Cross, L. Ellis, Roosevelt Wheeler, Mike James, Noah Locke, Jared West, Sidney Curry, and Mason Faulkner. Still, we've been told it's official, but they've not made it, and that happens sometimes. We're told something. And then the feeder draft. So we truly expect sometime this week Louisville will make it official. So we'll say Mason Faulkner. We'll put it in quotation marks. But that's a lot of talent, and that's a lot of incoming talent. That's a whole team.
Yeah.
So I guess my first question is going to be, Joey,
what?
Do you want me to ask you a question?
Sure.
Can You be quiet so Dalton can answer this next. No, I'm just kidding. Wow. Which of the newcomers are you looking forward the most to see him play?
I'm anxious to see Matt Cross, to be honest with you, just because, like, I mean, I know a little bit, I've seen a little bit more about him just because, obviously, we play, you know, in the same conference that he played in. And just like the three-point shooter, because I think it's something that we you know, did miss a little bit the last couple of years is a – and I'm not saying Matt Cross is Luke Hancock, but, you know, that type
Page
of guy.
Paige Stojakovic?
Well, no, I'm just saying Al that Kerr? Type of guy. A guy, a spot-up three that you can almost
– Steve Kerr.
Like, you can almost guarantee – you know that it's Kyle
Clay
Kirk.
Thompson.
No, let's say Kyle Kirk.
6'7" Ryan McMahon.
Kyle Kirk. Okay.
Let's stick with the Louisville guy. We're gonna do it.
Joe Wauman.
Nah, he ain't. He ain't me. I proved that at the Y the other day.
For some reason, Joey cannot make a regular 3-point shot. But if you put him 15 feet behind the line, it's just straight nets.
Green man, huh?
It's stupid. It's ignorant. Like my IQ gets lower when he shoots those shots. But. What about you, Sam? Who are you looking forward to? Which newcomer are you looking forward to seeing the most?
I would have said
you can
Matt Cross,
if that's who you're looking for.
But I was in between trying to figure out is it Matt Cross or is it Jarrett West. And because guards are so crucial when it comes to tournament time. And, I mean, let's not kid ourselves. Guards win games for you in the tournament. Big man don't lose it. But your guards win it for you in the tournament.
That spot-up three-point shooter at the last second wins them for you, too.
But the guard got to give him the ball.
No, I could be the center passing down.
Okay, true. But, yeah, so. But I'm more excited to see Jerry West because, like I said, I think your guards are so important to your team and so crucial.
I'm going to go ahead and put mine in there, Giggity, before anybody else says it. I'm not even going to lie. I have said all summer that this guy was a must-add piece for a championship run for Louisville, and then it looked like we weren't going to get him. And then almost in a Brian Bowen-type fashion out of the blue, not any of the other stuff. It was just like out of the blue like Brian Bowen. We secured the commitment of Sidney Curry. He has got the added – I think he is going to be – the reason why we make a Final Four run this year. Our team is so deep, first of all, but a championship team is not going to win without guys that are just dogs and monsters. And you had Trez and Shane. Trez not so much the championship year. He had it in him, but Shane was outshining him.
Shane and Russ were.
Yeah, so.
Gorgie. People forget Gorgie.
Yeah. Well, that's because Gorgie was so nice. He was just like,
hey, he's so nice, but man, on the floor.
Like, he's like, excuse me, I'm gonna block your shot, excuse me. Mm-hmm. Just everything. So I loved Gorgie. But you got to have that dog out there. Sidney Curry's going to be that guy, and I'm excited to see him. I'm going to make a hot take prediction. He's going to break one of the rims this year. He'll pull down a rim. Dalton, what about you? Which newcomer are you looking forward to seeing the most?
I'm going to go with Ellis. You know, very few players that come from junior college are able to make a big impact right away, especially not to mention at the Power 5 level that Louisville was on. But I do think he's going to be an exception. He'll be a Chris Jones-type player that'll be able to come in right away and be a double-digit scorer.
I like
and it. And personally, I think my hot take is I think he will be a double-digit scorer on this balanced team. Some might not say that 10-11 points is impressive, but for a newcomer that hasn't played one Division I minute and coming into one of the most balanced teams in the country in terms of depth, I think it's, you know, context matters. I think he's going to have a solid season, and I think he's going to be very important down the stretch. I think he's very seasoned, but you haven't been able to see it. You know, don't let the JUCO tag fool you. You know, he's definitely an exception.
Yeah, and I didn't ask you for your hot take, but I appreciate it anyway. This team is so deep.
That was six-star Dalton Pitts.
Yeah, he's JUCO Dalton. No, I'm just kidding. This team is so deep, and I'm just so ready to watch them play because, hey, guys, let's not forget, not only do we have those guys, we've got Malik, we've got Jalen, we got JJ, Sam. We have Dre, we have Sam. And our the guy that listens to our podcast the most, I said Gabe.
Oh.
And guy that listens to our podcast a whole lot, Brad Colbert. I'm not sure how much of an impact he'll make this year. I'm hoping it's a big impact. He single-handedly won the softball game for his team, is what I've been told by his
dad.
Might
have that Tim Henderson effect.
Yeah, I mean, he may. That's a great point. Sean, which newcomer are you looking? I know I jumped ahead a little bit. I said that, though, to say this. So who's the newcomer you're looking forward to seeing the most?
Believe it or not, it was a guy, even though I believe he's the last one left, or one of the last ones, it was actually a guy that I was going to pick, Noah Locke.
Noah Locke.
Out of Florida, played in the SEC. About 40% three-point shooter. He's mostly known as a spot-up shooter, but I've heard some reports and stuff, or read some reports and what have you, and heard on the radio that apparently coaches have seen him actually be able to take the ball and drive it now, which they weren't expecting. They expecting to be more of the spot-up guy on the wing that, you know, L. Ellis or Jared West would, you know, dish the ball to for open threes. But I think he's going to be a major impact player. I bet he would start. And I think he's going to be a guy that's going to probably average double figures, I'd say, just because of how good of a three-point shooter he is.
That's really good analysis there. And we're going to – since we do have everybody here except for Wes, he's running late. Yeah, calling him out. He's in the intro, but he's not here today. But we'll go ahead and ask Higgy this question, and I'll even add an option for you. Out of all those guys – no, you can't say your toes. Who are you looking forward the most to seeing? Okay, you can say your toes if you want to this season.
The McRib coming back.
Other than the McRib coming back, who?
I was going to say Mason Faulkner, just because he's a true point guard, and that's what we needed on this year's team more than anything, and he brings you that true point guard mentality.
You were supposed to, like, play the joke up, Higgy. Like, that was the driest response.
Well, sorry, this is a new season, new Higgy. This is going to be a new year.
Uh-oh.
Excuse me, ma'am. I didn't realize we were at a Wendy's. I apologize. So, not excited to see his toes is what I got
from
that.
Stop it, Karen.
What I took away from that is he is not excited to see his toes anytime soon. So, that's fine. How do y'all think, and I'll throw this up to just Dalton and Sam. Sam, I'll let you go first. How do you think that these newcomers are going to mesh with those veterans? Again, it's just Malik, Jalen, Dre, Sam, JJ, Gabe, and Brad. And then we got some walk-ons as well. But how do you think that the old school and the new school are going to mesh together?
I hope they're having it out in practice. I hope it's a dogfight every single day in practice, because you're new. And you want to see who the big dog is, and you want to challenge I want to see who the big dog is, and I want to challenge them and see if they really got what's up. If they got it.
There you go.
So I'm hoping that's what they do, because, you know, iron sharpens iron. But I do think not to discredit what the returning players have done. Maybe they got a little bit too lax, because they've been here a while. Now you put in some influx of new blood, they're probably a little bit more hungry, or got something to prove. They left their school to come here to Louisville. So maybe they have a little bit more something to prove. And maybe that might push the guys who's been here before to step up their game even more, especially after not making the tournament last year.
Well, and I agree with it. I mean, we're not just talking about five returners that are just ho-hum type players. We're talking about Malik, Jalen, Dre, a whole starting lineup. Malik, Jalen, JJ, Sam, and Dre that you could put in the starting lineup and dominate. And I do think that I know the competition, like you said, iron sharpens iron. So competition will be great for them. And I hope that we see a couple of those guys penetrate the starting lineup.
Does not know that word.
Okay, I'm sorry. Get in.
Don't know it.
Insert.
Don't know it.
Find their way into the starting lineup. Is that better?
There you go.
Okay.
Because he's watched Finding Nemo.
Unbelievable.
Dalton, what about you? How do you think the teams, the old and the new, are going to mesh together?
I'm not saying it's going to be seamless, but I don't see why it wouldn't work. Reality is there isn't an alpha score on the team. If you had to incorporate a guy who went from, like, I would think it would be harder to bring in a guy like Carlique Jones last year than it is to bring anyone in that they brought in this year, just because the guys that they brought in, None of them have been alpha scorers. They haven't been the guy for their respective teams. You can make the case that L. Ellis was that, but that was for Tallahassee Community College. So I don't think that's a little apples to oranges. All these guys were role players. So, you know, at the very least, that's what they're going to be this year as well. And even on the team that Louisville has had returning, there's no alpha there either. So there's been no contest. Maybe they find a formidable option, but there's not going to be an alpha-level scorer on this team. You're just going to see a bunch of balanced-out scoring. So, you know, the closest they have is Jalen Withers, and he has a complementary skill set. So, I mean, yeah, I think it's all about mindsets. And, you know, you might have some bold mindsets and some alpha level mindsets, but you don't have alpha level skill sets. So that's not, I don't think it's going to be that big of a problem.
I think the front court is going to do the majority of the scoring this year. And I'm okay with that. The rebound baskets, I think will be key this year. I think that's what anytime you've got Jalen, Roosevelt, Curry and Malik just pulling down, and JJ even, oh my God, JJ looks
forgetting
like
Samuel, man,
a grown man.
Know,
well,
like
yeah, but Sam, here's the thing, though.
A three.
Sam had to rebound last year because we didn't really have any. Sam's going to get to go back to his natural position, which is more of a guard. I don't see him doing as much rebounding this year because I think that's going to be taken care of. I don't believe he'll have to work as hard doing that, so maybe he'll be able to go back to, like I said, his natural position and score. So I'm looking forward to that, but I think that the majority of the scoring this year is going to come from the front court, and I think that along with the killer mentality that hopefully guys like Jalen and Malik and Sidney Curry can help instill in the younger guys, I think that's going to be a recipe for the Final Four, and I'm here for it. I'm not going to predict a championship or anything.
I am.
2022 national champion.
I'm ready for a new shirt.
I'm hoping Samuel
Williamson is
like he did last year.
Dalton said something like he didn't think we had
an alpha score.
Samuel Williamson has the talent. He has the skill.
Yeah, but at some point you have to be able to put it together, though.
Well, right, but there's a difference between skill and mindset. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
right.
He has that skill. He just, hopefully, over the course of the end of last year and now, something's clicked in his head to where, who was it, Randy Moss, give me the damn ball.
Right.
I think of the Georgia Tech game. I really believe. You remember that game where
he had 18 rebounds,
really 20 points, 18 points. Rebounds.
That's the thing that's very promising. And we look back at a guy like VJ King, and you can say all you want about you know, the revolving doors, but you know, the bottom line was he could never find his niche and find his role, find what he was good at. You know, play to your strengths. And I think that through the first 2 years, whether it be lack of playing time the first year and guys being above you, and then second year just struggling to find your identity as a scorer, I think that if he can, you know, find the identity and not try to play like the player he is not, and just focus on his strengths which are slashing, utilizing mismatches down in the paint, and you know, attacking the glass as an offensive rebounder, I think. Could he develop it? That's what I'm saying. You can find a formidable alpha-level scorer, but coming into the season, there isn't a guy who has proven himself at that level. I'm not saying that they might not be able to form that type of player, but as of right now, there is not one.
Who was the guard we had before Carl Leak?
You talking about Fresh Kimball?
Okay, there you go. To Sam's credit, okay, I mean, I can't speak for Jeremy or Joe. I know I can't speak for Sean and Higgy. I've played point guard my whole life. I don't know about Jeremy and Joe, okay?
No, I play center.
Okay.
We're 6'7", dude. What do you think we played?
I play point center.
Okay.
You
okay.
Mean, I'm a point
Fresh
guard
Kimball
as well,
and Carly, sometimes David, they were ball-dominant guards. Okay, it's hard. It's really, really hard unless your point guard makes an effort to continuously get you involved and get you going. It's hard for you to show off your skill set as a
it
scorer.
Is. Yeah.
When you have your point guards doing the majority of what they did. I mean, and granted, Carly had to do what he had to do, and I get it. But Samuel might have that ability to do it. He just might need to get himself going, and he didn't get that chance last year because of what was going on in the point guard spot. So maybe with it not being a ball-dominant guard this year, maybe Coach Mack is able to call some more plays for him. Maybe he's able to move a little bit more because he was stagnant a lot last year. And it's hard to get a rhythm when you're so when you're watching point guard work.
Absolutely.
That's what I was kind of saying with, like, the first year. You know, it's hard to get into a rhythm when you have to give Jordan Ora his touches. You have to give guys like Steve Enoch and Dwayne Sutton. I mean, he was even though he played decent minutes, he was buried under the priority list. Last year was a little different, I agree. Karlik being a ball-dominant guard, it's hard to develop a rhythm as well. But I think a lot of Karlik having to do that was later on in the season, when I feel like Sam had ample opportunity to be able to establish himself. But it's true, you know, you need a guard that's going to set up the offense. I think David Johnson did a decent job of that. But I think a lot of that's Sam just not capitalizing on a lot of the opportunity last year offensively.
Speaking of David Johnson, have we had a podcast since he got drafted?
No.
Congrats, David Johnson.
Yeah, that was coming here a little bit later. Karlik,
even though he didn't get drafted, is playing decent minutes for the Mavs, I'm believing.
That was later in the show. We'll get to that.
I need to get a rundown.
No, nobody does. I'm the human rundown. But no.
Spoiler.
And I think Sam will be able to relax a little bit. I don't think he'll have to slash and rebound and do any of that because – I think that's probably what got – I mean, that's my opinion anyway. Y'all don't have to share the same opinion, but I think that's probably – where's the mute button for Joey?
I want Samuel Williamson slashing and rebounding. I think that's his strength.
He's a very athletic guy. Until that jumper proves to be solidifying,
ripping on people, man.
Unless he can consistently knock down that jump shot in the mid-30s, that slashing might have to be what he resorts to.
Because
if his jump shot's not falling, what is he going to?
All I know is the best newcomer is actually Ross McMaines.
Well, I don't disagree with you, and I don't think...
One day you're going to be the newcomer.
Oh, my God.
Un-effing believable.
Yes!
Until then, you're Steve Carell.
Yes.
Oh God.
That's what she'll say. The Louisville basketball videos have been phenomenal. We're gonna get those up on the YouTube for CSE here in a little bit. We got plenty of content coming out on the website.
That's Joe Wallman signing off.
And that's the end of Joe. You know, we were about to vote somebody off the podcast tonight, and I thought it was gonna go another way, but. No.
You knew which way it was going to go.
You get the power of veto. I'm going to save you this week, Joey.
One question. Is Wes on Central Time?
I don't. Has he responded to the group chat yet?
No.
He's
not.
On CPT, bro.
He's not. What?
I'm glad you CPT. Said that. That was Sam Basden.
Sam's?
Samuel Basden.
Baseboy 124.
Baseboy 124. Please. That said that. Please reference... Before any junk mail, hate mail, or anything like that. Well, go ahead.
But he can say it. He's
allowed
to say
it. No, I get that. I just wanted to preface that, you know.
Actually, what do you mean? Central Standard Time? Is that what that?
No, it's colored people time.
That's probably
Cardinal Sports Zone and its affiliates do not always agree and share the same thoughts and expressions as every member of the panel.
That's fine. That's absolutely fine.
We do not own the rights to this song.
No, we actually do own the rights to this song.
Not that song.
Oh no, not that one. But no, I don't know what's wrong with what he did. Just had the fastest pregnancy and birth in history. He told us 1 week I'm gonna be a dad, and then 2 weeks later the baby was born. So, congrats, Wes.
Has anybody watched WandaVision?
Oh yes.
Yes.
She got pregnant and had a baby like 3 days.
Twins.
Yeah.
Twins.
So it's like a human version of
Yeah.
Wes is the human Sims.
We'll start calling him no. He is now Vision.
Vision. Vision.
I don't get it, but I'm laughing anyway.
One day, Sean. One day.
You gotta have that vision, Sean.
You gotta have that.
I was about to say, see the ball, be the ball, but I don't know how that transpires into what we're trying to do.
Tunnel vision.
Visions of grandeur is what we'll have. So we're going to hurry up and get to the next segment before Sean busts out laughing anymore. But, yeah, you can find all this stuff we've been talking about on the YouTube. It is at Cardinal Sports Zone. Subscribe. Whenever we do a video podcast, which we thought we were going to do those every other week, but life happened, things came up, and I decided to give everybody a month vacation anyway instead. So we will still be using Live with CSE for breaking news, things that happen that can't wait till Sunday. So we're still excited to bring that to you as well, though. But follow the YouTube. It's at Cardinal Sports Zone. You'll be alerted whenever one of those pop up out of the blue. You'll see all the stuff from Media Day there, all the stuff from past Media Days, and it's awesome. So go check that out. Before we get any further into the show, which we're pretty far into the show, but let's talk about some of our fine sponsors. We've got Shack in the Back Barbecue. That's 3633BBQ. It's out in the heart of Fairdale. They do deliver within a 5-mile radius, so make sure you give them a call. Place your order. Get the turkey ribs or the smoked bologna. You will thank me later. Our guy Chris.
Smoked bologna.
Our guy Chris out at Fitness Market. They are the title sponsor of the show. Give him a call at 502-882-2694. You can take care of all your fitness needs. We've got plenty of the equipment from the Fitness Market here. It's attributed to my 28-pound weight loss since we got back from vacation. Thank you, Higgy, for the small golf clap. We'll talk a little bit more about vacation here in a few minutes, though. But great stuff. Go out and get it. He'll give you a good mention Cardinal Sports Zone. Let him know that's where you heard it, about it from, and he will he'll hook you up. He's always hooked me up, and we do appreciate it. Our guy Chris out at Four Pegs, 502-634-1447. I would have to say, out of all the restaurants that we've been to, and I think, Sean, we can put Griff's up. Griff's was a phenomenal restaurant.
Yes.
Sam, I forgot you used to go there with us, too.
I've been there.
Joe, you did. Higgy's ate everywhere. Phenomenal selection. Top to bottom, like, you could pick 10 dishes, and there were 10 of the best of that kind of dish that we've had around here. But Four Pegs is definitely up there in that top three. I'm not ready to make a commitment on the third one, but Four Pegs is definitely Griff quality. And I'm sorry if that's offensive to anybody, because I really didn't mean it to be, but they've got great food, a great selection. Their brisket chili is awesome. Their Sidewinder fries are awesome. Higgy is still with us, so he did not die from taking on the challenge. And
man,
and Joey wussed out on the challenge.
No, they didn't wuss out. They messed up.
Did you take the challenge?
No, that's not my problem. That's not my fault.
The lady didn't tell him that Joey wanted to do the challenge
before. Well, that's not my fault.
It's not my fault either. I said, you know what? Bring it on.
Yeah.
And then they didn't.
Okay.
And we waited.
Fair enough.
So actually, I feel like they were scared.
They may have been scared. You know, that's a good point.
I mean, here's the thing. The cook is the one who brought the food up, like, blah, blah, blah. And that's who I was talking to. Oh, I'll give you $100 if you can do it, blah, blah, blah.
He did say that.
Yeah.
So he got scared. He seen when my ears perked, and I was like, all right, game on, B.I., whatever.
Speaking of bees, I got stung today, and my whole arm has hurt all day long. What if I'm getting these superpowers?
No.
No?
Then the guy got scared, and he's like, no, I ain't even going to cook it. I ain't going to make it.
Maybe that's what happened. We don't know.
Higgy didn't even, like, there's three burger patties, and he ate half of one.
Higgy, why did you really? I had to pay for that out of my pocket.
He didn't listen.
Why did you even take the challenge if you weren't actually going to try the challenge?
I did try the challenge.
Joey gave you like foolproof strategy.
He wasn't listening to nothing. He was picking, like, you know how you'll like pick just regular eating, and you got like maybe some cheese fries or something. You go, oh, look at that one! It's got a lot of cheese on it. Let me grab that one. You pick it out. Like, he was picking through individual fries during this challenge.
I'll say this, though.
You grab a handful of fries, you stuff the fries in there, you drink some water, you get on to the next bite. Even talking to Chris, same thing. I was telling him about that. He's like, nah, dude, you just grab a handful. You just got to go at it.
But you know what
we're still proud of him, though. He attempted it.
Higgy made a crucial mistake before he even took the challenge. He didn't eat anything before then. You're supposed to eat a little bit of a snack just so that
you got to get your stomach warmed up, bro.
So the minute you start eating, your stomach was like, yes, finally, food, I'm done. And that was it, bro. Yeah.
Cardinal rule, ask Joey Chestnuts.
Maybe later this year you can try it again, or are you done?
I'm retired.
I'm going to try it at some point.
Joey's going to try it at some point. We'll get us another live show.
I got the 25-30 pounds down. I'm working on keeping it off, so now I can afford to
splurge a little.
Fair enough. And we'll be doing that splurging at Four Pegs over on the corner of Goss Avenue, 1054 or 53. 1053 Goss Avenue. Check them out. Give them a call, 502-634-1447. Give our guy Rob Black out at Derby City Lawn and Landscaping a call, 502-773-5757. He's been taking care of all my lawn and landscaping needs, and he's done a fantastic job so far, and we appreciate it from our guy Rob. And last but not least, certainly not least, Dalton, can you tell me a little bit about our final sponsor, All American Pool Company?
Yes, sir. Family owned and operated since 1971. One stop shop for all of your swimming pool needs, construction, chemicals, maintenance, any type of services, 502-448-0300.
Hey, you got the phone number right. I'm proud
of
you.
Yeah,
yeah. He almost said 448.
448-0300.
Do you remember back in the day, Joey? I say back in the day, like it was a long time ago. But you remember when you could tell where somebody was from when they gave you by the first three numbers they gave you or your phone number?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Like 366, you knew that was out in Auburndale. 448, that was Dixie Highway.
Shively.
969.
937 was out PRP. Here.
Yeah. 969.
It used to be that back, like that back in the Bahamas, too. You could tell. But I just realized Dalton's family's been in business longer than the Bahamas has had their independence. I was like, wow.
What was your phone number in the Bahamas? Was it like 12?
No, it was 364-9012.
Do I joke?
Really joke?
Oh, that's messed up.
Nice. Dang. We got phones, bro.
Hold on.
I grew up with phones in the house.
Flint and some sticks and like smoke signals.
No. It's bigger than that.
It was Omawaya.
Oh my,
the thoughts guy. And comments from the rest
right.
of
are solely mine.
Are solely nobody Joey's.
Else's. Nobody so, can oh nobody my. Can make this stuff up. Like
I do want to tell y'all. No, I'll save that for the rapid fire. I do have an announcement I'm going to make, but we'll save that. But yeah. Sorry, the Lion King in the jungle stuff kind of threw me for a loop there. Let's go into our rapid fire real quick. It was announced this past week or so that Lamar Jackson will finally be getting his statue. They have torn out the front of Cardinal Authentic, and that's where they're going to place the Johnny Unitas and the Lamar Jackson statue. Anybody not, and when I say this, I don't want the people that think it's a good idea to tell me, does anybody not like this move?
I love it.
Everybody love it?
Excited.
I'm going to say anything because you said I don't want people to say anything if they like it. So.
All right. Thanks, Joey, for being a
contrary.
And then the first thing was, I love it.
I love it.
The first thing was. That was Morse code.
It really. Yeah. What was it? What did you just say in Morse code?
I love it.
Okay. again, we want you to check out all the press conferences and position breakdowns we have at the website, cardinalsportszone.com. Dalton's going to be releasing his position breakdown on running backs and. Or just running backs. On just running backs. Tomorrow morning. Sam, I did want you to talk a little bit. About or not a little bit, but I want you to tell us a little bit about the women's basketball non-conference schedule that was just released.
All right. First off, before I get to that, though, I do want to send a shout out to Peyton Verhulst. Team USA under 19, U19, they just won the gold medal today.
Let's go.
They beat Australia 70-52.
She is going to surprise a lot of people this winter.
I thought I assigned applause to that, but apparently it was the register. Bring that gold home, baby.
Coach JP calls her championship P.
Okay.
I could understand why she's won at every level she's been at. But back to
so
far. Go ahead, Jerry.
No. It's gone. Like if I don't.
Joy's mic's off.
All right. So. Back to the non-conference schedule. Louisville starts off the season. Their first regular season game is against Arizona on November 12th at the Invitational in Sioux Falls, San Diego. Is it San Diego?
South Dakota.
Why do I keep saying that?
San Diego's not a state, Sam.
For whatever, I don't know. I wrote
it down.
Unbelievable. I was like, what the heck? But and I just knew it wasn't right. But and I still said it too. But
forgot about the state of San Diego.
Beautiful country.
Yeah.
South Dakota is a beautiful country.
But Louisville does have a three-game road trip, three games in 8 days, where they play Washington, Cal Poly, and Colorado State before they return home December 2nd to play in the Big Ten ACC versus Michigan. Of course, the annual rivalry game against the UK Kitties would be
on. Dollar in the swear jar.
Dollar in the, you know, we're going to start incorporating it. Anytime somebody says SEC or UK or.
The blue folks up the street.
There you go.
Can we say bitches? On
the, the look on Jeremy's face.
And now he has to edit this episode. The look. CSC after dark.
I think we get
to
one, right?
For Wes.
I think we
get
one.
For
Wes, I think we got one.
For the love of God, Chris Jericho says the S word, S-H-I-T, six times on TNT every week. I can't get one B word.
I think, what about the F word? Can I drop that?
No,
like
no,
on
no,
the
no, 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 no.
I
think we might get one B word.
In the dictionary, that's a female dog. So it's, you know, all in how you take the comment. I'm just saying that they
Well,
play
we
like,
don't know how their listeners might take the comment.
It's all about context.
We have children that listen.
Four-legged female dogs.
Oh, my goodness.
Female
so,
dogs.
But
Louisville do play, they do play the folks up the road, the blue folks up the road on December 12th. As part of the Jimmy V Classic.
Smurfs, there you go.
Okay, the Smurfs. I love that. That's much better. And then, of course, we all know Louisville was supposed to play UConn last year, and I think in the Mohegan Sun, but that did not happen. So this year they're going to play in the Hall of Fame Women's Showcase. It's supposed to be a home game for Louisville, but they're playing in Connecticut. They're playing UConn in Connecticut.
It's stupid.
So it's really not going to be a home game, but that is December 19th, and that's Louisville's last non-conference game before they start conference play.
Real quick, this was just tweeted out by Go Cards, at Go Cards. Coming August the 23rd, they're doing something called, and Adidas has done this before, called the Creators Club, where you can create your own UofL branded shoes. You can sign up now. There's a tweet. I retweeted it onto my timeline at Jeremy_CSZ. Again, that's from Go Cards, where you can create your own Louisville Cardinals shoes, which I think is pretty awesome. And we'll get you more details on that as it comes. That literally was just tweeted out 4 minutes ago. And there's not. I clicked on the little link. There's not a lot of clarification as to what that will mean, but nevertheless, I love it when they do stuff like that. That's pretty cool. But all they want you to do now is sign up for it so you can get the access. I'm trying to look real quick to see if it tells us what the actual.
Yeah, you gonna be able? Are you gonna be able to go do that? Get your own shoe, Higgy?
If it fits. But
what do you mean if it fits? I'm assuming you got to select your size.
Well, every
the
time
shoe
I,
fits, yeah, wear
he, I was going to say, every time I bought Adidas shoes anymore, they don't fit. I've bought.
That's because they don't make triple E's at Adidas.
That's true.
Joey?
Yeah. No, I won't buy them.
Oh. I will.
You won't create one?
I will.
No, I wear a 4E, so they're not going to fit my feet.
I can't hear you, Joey. Do you have your mic turned off again?
I swear I had it on. No, it's on. I don't know why it's doing that. But
oh, okay.
I wear a 15-4E. Adidas doesn't.
I know
like,
Jeremy's going to do
it. There's too many shoes
it.
That.
I don't even wear the shoe. I get them and they're up in my room.
Hold on. Yeah. Pardon my ignorance
now,
here, right?
Now, if they want to make one where I can design my own
visor,
I'm in.
So pardon my ignorance. What the heck is a 4E? It
means that
Joey's regular, feet are like snow
an
skis.
E is like your regular. Then it's all right, another extra wide, another extra wide, and another extra.
So it's like 4XL for your feet, for your shoes, for your sheet.
And that's in width.
Yes, girth.
Joey and Higgy both wear a 4E. If that tells you anything.
15-4E giggity.
Joey wears a 15-4E, and Higgy wears a 9-4E. So,
yeah.
You say
a 6?
No, a 14.
You do not have a size 14 foot.
I have a 13.5 on right now.
Bull crap. I don't put your foot
Please
up.
Please don't. Please don't. I was just assuming, because your foot doesn't look that big anyway, that because some people will buy a bigger size because it gives you more width. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes I'll buy a 3XL shirt because it'll be a little bit longer than a 2XL tee.
Right.
So I was just assuming you were, like, accommodating for that. So, because I thought you wore like a 10, but I apologize. But anyway, I'll buy the shoe.
I will.
I got those Dunkin' Cardinal shoes for Christmas that were so hyped up, and they were a little bit too snug. Because you're right, Higgy. They are. Even my Donovan issue ones were too snug for me to wear comfortably. So those Dunkin' Cardinal shoes are preserved or and are sitting upstairs in my closet on my little shoe rack. So, but yeah, I'll buy them and see if they fit. The shoes Adidas have been, you know, those slip-ons they've been making here lately are really comfortable. And hopefully it's maybe you have an option to do something like that, because those are actually the right width and they are pretty comfortable. You look like you're about to say something, Higgy.
No, I was going to say,
do you have the Adidas slip-ons?
No, I have Hokas anymore, and those have been awesome.
Bless you. What's a Hoka?
It's a running shoe, but it's the most comfortable shoe that I've ever put on.
A running shoe. Have you ever worn Brooks?
They're kind of similar to Brooks.
Brooks are the best running shoes.
Why are you buying running shoes for?
Oh, I got a special announcement. I'll tell later.
Okay.
He signed an NIL deal with Arby's.
No, he. What's the name of the shoe? What was the name of the shoe?
Hocus.
Hocus?
Hocus Pocus.
If Higgy signed an NIL deal with Arby's, they'd have to change their tagline to "We had the meats."
Can y'all tell how much we missed everybody?
Oh, we really
did. Just a couple more. We know the show's running long this week. We assume since it was the season 3 premiere that it would. So we're not sorry. And we know that those of you all that enjoy the show aren't sorry either that we're going a little bit long here, Giggity. But something else I wanted to talk about real quick. Me and Joey just came back from a long vacation in Orlando. We had a great time. We got to experience, we actually got a secret invite to NXT, Sean. And we're sitting there at the NXT event, and all of a sudden, Sean tweets out, "There's my guys at NXT sitting front row." And we were right behind the announcer's table. And I was like, how did Sean like, I mean, obviously you're going to see it. We're both like 6'20", so you're going to see us. But Sean put, and then everybody said, "Oh, yeah, it is Jeremy." And it was like, and Joey. So that was pretty cool. We also, now
and
I know.
Mandy Rose laid on the announce desk right in front of us.
Oh, my God. That would have been enough to pop Sean's, you know what.
He'd been American Pie right there. He'd been standing around like banging on the plexiglass. Ah.
Oh, you mean like that gym moment?
Yeah.
Jim. Steve's, not again.
Steve's son went through puberty at NXT that night.
Oh, he's already passed you up, bro. Like in one night.
But it was a good time, and then this Tuesday, me and Joey and Steve are headed to watch an Impact Wrestling taping in Nashville. That's something that I never thought I would say, but you know it is what it is. We're gonna take our precautions. We're gonna be safe. Everybody will be protected. But
always gotta be protected.
I just got an email from NXT offering free tickets to NXT Takeover.
That's what I was trying to tell you earlier, and you brushed me off.
I said we'll talk about that later.
Don't feel special, Joey, because we all got them too.
Well, we did all get them. But that the one I was talking about, I just got this one during the show. The one I got earlier was like...
Oh, they emailed me first then.
No.
Yeah, what was my... What Raymond and... They emailed Raymond and Raymond first.
Okay, well, what time did you get your email?
I then deleted it.
Uh-huh. Sure.
No, hold on, I didn't. I'm lying.
Sure you did.
6:15.
Oh, yep. No, 6:14. 6:13. 6:12. I don't believe you. But no, you know, having a good time. When we had a good time on vacation, I did finally purchase the white Intercontinental Championship back there.
I'm looking at that right now. I've been looking at that all show.
It's a beauty. I talked the lady down about $200 on it. She was very nice. I made her feel like, I was like, I just can't afford it if it's that much. You know, I played the, please, sir, can I have some more? And I did talk her down a whole bunch. I forgot where I
still have to make my rent payment.
Yeah. It was some beach shop that we got it. I don't remember where, but
well, we can't say the name of it.
I wouldn't, so I'm not going to. I don't remember what the name of the beach shop was, but it was down there.
Because I was going to say what I got there. pretty proud of it.
Well, we can talk about that after the show. But it was a good vacation. We've been to all the wrestlings pretty much, except for AEW. So that'll be the next one. Really,
not All Out though. Have you seen like their tickets are?
Yeah, I'm not going ridiculous. To All Out. Higgy, I think you're going to talk something about that. You said you'd talk about it later, but what I want to do is I want to challenge you.
Okay.
So I've been doing something the last, it's called exercise. You may not be familiar with it.
I'm familiar.
I've lost about 28 pounds in the last 3 weeks since we've been back on vacation, and I want to challenge you to a weight loss challenge. I've been working out 5 days a week, well, pretty much 6 days a week. I've been in the pool, on the track. I've been doing my thing. And I want you to be honest with your weight loss each week. I don't want you to just like one up me every week. But if you could, by the time, let's put a good deadline on this. The UCF game, that'll be the end. That day will be the last weigh-in.
Okay, so if you can beat my birthday.
If you can beat me, I'll give you $100. I'm not asking you to commit to anything back. I'm saying
you didn't say you got to give him $100.
But no, I do expect you to step up to the table. Not one with food. Well, one with food. You can.
Thank you, on.
I'm saying if you can beat
Arby's
me,
Arby's gonna be pissed off. Man.
I'll give you $100. What do I get when I beat you? And don't say 50 rally coupons.
I was gonna say unlimited Higgy jokes for the rest of the
week.
He
already
gets
free.
Those. Yeah,
I get
that.
We don't
pay
for
those.
You're gonna get a little shitticus. And
okay. What if we took it down to $50? Would you be willing to do a $50?
You just said he wouldn't have to commit to anything.
You know,
you're making it
because
a
he's being a wuss about it. He was like, I'm not going
to
do
it. That just gives him more incentive to not do it.
Right.
But what's a challenge without an incentive? So,
well, yeah, there is
about
one.
This?
You give him money, but if you win, he gives you nothing.
That's
as good of it. Well, you're right, but that's what you said to me.
Okay, so I'm going
to
retract all of that. You name the stipulation. You name the...
And then you tell us next
week on
the show.
I'll let you do it because it sounds like you're a little bit cheaper than I am. So you name the stipulation. You can reveal it next week on the show. But you come up with the stipulations. I don't care. If you want to big boy it up and say 1,000, I'll do 1,000. I'm not no punk. But what I'm saying is you come up with a stipulation. I'll match it. Even if it's, ooh.
I got one request.
What if I let him... If he beats me, he can host the show 1 week.
Oh, I'm out.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry. I've got
a thing that week.
I'll be here. But
the rest of us are busy. No, I'm just saying, be creative. You come up with stipulation. You come up with a stipulation. I'll come up with one, and we'll honor both of them.
I do have one request, though.
Okay.
This can be like the B-Sims freestyle thing, the way you absolutely don't.
You challenge B-Sims, and he even put it. He even put a little retort back in the intro because you challenged him to a rap off.
So that's what you do when somebody farts? Sean, get it.
Wait, who farted? Did Higgy fart? Oh.
I did. I went, I said I farted.
Oh, I didn't hear you. I didn't hear that. Okay, so that's going to be on the docket. Make sure you write that down. That's on the docket for next week is the weight loss challenge stipulation.
Dog's like, somebody farted.
And then twerked on Joey.
No.
Also, we'll be announcing the specifics of this next week. We're going to be doing a cash giveaway. I'm not going to tell you the amount. I'm not going to tell you any of the specifics until next week. But you listen to the show. If you're a loyal listener to the show, you're going to get rewarded coming up kickoff week. That's when we're going to do it. It's kickoff week. We'll tell you the specifics of it in the next few weeks, but we're really excited about it. But what was your news, Higgy? You said you had something that you wanted to say.
I was going to say I got a promotion at work this week. So.
Woo! Okay.
I'll take it.
Money, 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 money.
What does that have to do with weight loss? What, and then why can't you do a $50 bet, you cheap bastard?
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm married now.
Hold on. Everybody scoff at Jeremy now.
Why?
You said bastard.
That's
it's no different than saying B-I-T-C-H.
Yes, it is.
No.
How about this? You run into a church and say both words and see which one gets you kicked out quicker.
Both? I never heard anybody say bastard in church.
Have you never? You've never listened during Bible verse days? That word's in the Bible.
You need to go to a Baptist church, bro.
Oh boy.
We do. He just doesn't listen in church.
Oh. Okay then. Oh, my bad.
We do want to give a shout out real quick again to all of our fine sponsors: Fitness Market, Shack in the Back Barbecue, Four Pegs, Derby City Lawn and Landscaping, All American Pool and Supply, and we're working on more. Guys, 2022 is going to be the year for CSC. Well, every year is the year for us, but we have some cool stuff planned that we're going to be putting into motion. We got more interactive fan contests. We're going to do something next year, knock on wood, if everything goes the way we plan on it, where you and your friends could come party with us up in the CSC corporate suite at Cardinal Stadium. We don't know what it would be called then. It could be Bob Evans Cardinal Stadium at that point. It could be Arby's Cardinal Stadium. We don't know. But we're going to be – this is the first time I'll mention it. I won't mention it again for a while, but we got some really cool ideas. We're going to be brainstorming and stuff. So cool ideas coming up in the future for y'all to be interactive with us. We're going to have Ivan. Ivan's been wanting to come on and do more shows, so he'll be joining us a whole lot more often. CSE on the radio again.
Ooh.
That's something that could very well happen in 2022-2023 season.
Let's try and work that out.
Okay.
So me, Sam, and Wes can't be on.
Okay. Why is that? You, Sam, and Wes. You cuss.
Man, I said one.
I said one mother.
Unbelievable.
Dang. No, I don't even know who the.
My mama told me to tell you.
Look, I can tell you this much.
Come on, yo, mom.
I can tell you this much. Some of y'all are going to get cut.
I know I will be.
Because you can't have six people. You can't have six people on a radio show.
I'm pulling the family string on that one. I'm going to be on it.
You can be a special contributor. Monthly.
I'm on air talent, just like I am with this.
Monthly. You could be a monthly contributor to that show. That's good.
That'd be your highest show of the month every month.
Oh. Man, okay. So we'll air Saturday mornings, and we'll let Joey come on Sunday.
Then you'll get good ratings on Sunday, too.
Oh, we won't be on the air, so it won't matter. But we're working on a bunch of stuff. Point being, we're working on a bunch of stuff that's going to be cool for this next season. We're ready to get rid of this virus, get back to normal. These things that we're putting into motion are going to be, if everything's back to normal. So fingers crossed, knock on wood, do your Morse code instead of calling on a phone. Whatever it is you do, send smoke signals, do that. And we're going to cross our fingers and hope that this is something that we're able to do. But, yeah, we got a lot of exciting ideas. If y'all have any ideas that y'all think would be cool, just let us know. Again, we're working on more especially we're going to do the radio show again. We need some more sponsors, and we are currently working on more for this as we speak. If you'd like to sponsor the podcast, give us a call, 502-694-0375. For all the updated news on Cardinal Sports Zone, all of our stories, posts, videos, lives, whatever you call it, you can follow us on Twitter at Card Sport Zone, also on Instagram as well. On Facebook, it is Cardinal Sports Zone, 3 words. Click that like button, make it Facebook official. And on YouTube, the newest one, it's at Cardinal Sports Zone. Individually on Twitter, I am at Jeremy_CSE.
At Elville Sean.
The Virgin.
Baseboy 1-2-4.
Or.
He did not belong to a tribe, Joey.
Well, no, I mean, he started in on Wes.
He did.
So I'm just kind of protecting Wes, which I really don't know why I did that, because Wes,
yeah, you should.
You still haven't had a chance to rebut, have you?
I heard what he had to say about me.
I know what I'm saying. You still haven't had a chance to rebut in person.
We're
going to
save that for
Wes. My bad, bro. Hey, look, I take it all back.
Ain't no taking it.
And Wes is supposed to be a postman. They're supposed to deliver.
Do we have any confirmation on where this man is?
Hold on. You said he's supposed to be a postman. They're always supposed to deliver. But have you noticed that here in about the last 6 months, the mail's always like 3 or 4 days late?
We have no confirmation on where Wes is.
Wes is like the Santa Claus of mail now. Like everywhere. He's everybody's mailman, and that's why it's late.
Wow.
I'm blaming it on Wes.
Dot, where can we find you on social media?
Oh, I'm GoWoman 526.
Joey first.
Defense underscore.
I am the Higgy.
And Higgy, where can we find you at, since I just now asked you?
I am the Higgy.
I am the Higgy. You can find the podcast on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Buzzsprout, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google, Amazon.
Sounds like a growth.
And iHeart Music, iHeart Podcast. Hit subscribe now. iHeart is the number one avenue for all podcasts, they say. I'm going to repeat that because it's their tagline. If you haven't listened to all the prior episodes of the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast, go back, check them all out in the drop-down menu. You hit podcast, CSC podcast. There's a couple of other iterations of the show down there as well, but this one is the CSC podcast. Click on that, listen to them. Check out our exclusives on CardinalSportsZone.com, the place that all began. Like I said, tomorrow, Dalton will have his exclusive breakdown of the running back core on the position breakdowns. Looking forward to seeing that. Looking forward to getting all this media day content out for you. Me, Dalton, Sean, we'll get to that after the podcast is over. We appreciate y'all's patience on that. Shout out to everybody who's out there sharing the podcast, listening to it, talking about it on social media. We appreciate you. We love y'all guys. And if you have any ideas or suggestions for guests or ideas, shoot any of us a DM. We just gave them all out. I'm not going to do it again. Sean, do you have any last words?
Believe it or not, I don't. Other than just be careful out there still, and let's get through this.
So you do have a last
words? Yes.
You literally just
get. I came up. They came into my head.
Good God!
Don't you do? Don't you do?
Good God, Sean! Do you just like serving them up on a silver platter for
apparently
jelly?
Apparently I do. Apparently I'd be a great softball pitcher.
Good God, he went to. He'd be a good pitcher. He's not a catcher. Sam, save Sean. Go. Any last words?
Yeah, just a few. Everyone, just stay safe out there. Continue to do what you have to do to try and get through this pandemic. We were almost out, and then people start acting a fool again. So let's try and go ahead. I like the mask. Whoa. But people, just go ahead and do what you got to do. Keep your loved ones safe. Keep yourself safe. And go Cards. Beat Ole Miss.
I'm going to get some of these made for the rest of the team members. This was gifted to me for Christmas. So
I know. I've been asking for one of those.
I didn't have any extra money until
got
now.
Got any last words, Joey?
Don't you cut me off. Joey?
Hold on.
No, you said you weren't going to joke with him no more about that.
That right there said, have your pet spayed or neutered. You know, and help control the population of the pets. I'm no longer, I'm just not even going to acknowledge that Maryland exists. Okay. So they can't be trash. Because I don't even, Maryland who?
Okay. Dalton?
I'm good.
Higgy?
Everybody just stay safe out there.
That's what you sound like sometimes. My last one, I'm just kidding, Higgy. I haven't joked on you in about a month. I needed to get a lot of those in today, giggity. Two last words for me. First of those, Cardinal Sports Zone in December, the 5th of December, we'll be celebrating our 10th birthday. We will be 10 years old. One of those, it'll be a bonus podcast, but Steve and Justin will be back in the studio to celebrate birthday number 10. Justin's working on an article for our birthday. We appreciate him taking his time out to do that for us. Because he's the historian. He knows the lineage. He was the one that reached out to me and Steve and was like, hey, let's form a super group. We were the original Big Three. That's probably not true. But, you know, we're looking forward to doing a little reminiscence. So Steve and Justin will be in the studio for a bonus episode in December. And we... Oh, I thought you...
No,
okay.
I'm sorry.
It's like... What is Joey doing? Did he just get kicked in the nuts or stung by a bee? So we're going to be celebrating birthday number 10 in December. Also, this is for the podcast group. And I feel like Oprah a little bit. But here in the next few weeks, all the mics will be upgraded to the mic that I have.
I noticed that earlier.
So you get a microphone, and you get a microphone. And you, I've been on this microphone for about a month and a half now.
I hadn't really looked at it.
It's
first show in a month.
Mine too.
Oh, that's right. You haven't been here. You may not have seen this before.
Nah, just today was the first day.
So I'm upgrading all the cords. I'm going to upgrade all the mics except for Higgy's. I'm going to buy a couple more. Who needs more? You know, that's after the show, but we'll take care of that. But I just want to let y'all know I appreciate everything y'all do for us here at the podcast. So I'm going to give back to y'all a little bit. Of course, I'm going to require y'all to give me 70% of that back. But no, I'm just kidding. But we'll get that taken care of. again, we want to thank everybody for the support. We love you guys. Until the next time, Core Denison is the man. Recruit Ceylon and Jalen. And this has been the Cardinal Sports Zone Podcast.
Shout out to B Sims.
Shout out to B Mother Loving Sims.
Shout out to B Sims.
Yeah, that could be him. Shout out to Higgy's toes. He can see them now.
No, he can't.